Random House Audio presents The Dating Game by Danielle Steele. Read for you by Sam Fried. Chapter 1. It was a perfect balmy May evening, just days after spring had hit the East Coast with irresistible appeal. The weather was perfect. Winter had vanished literally overnight. Birds were singing, the sun was warm, and everything in the Armstrongs' Connecticut garden was in bloom. The entire week had been blessed with the kind of weather that made everyone slow down, even in New York. Couples strolled, lunch hours stretched, people smiled. And in Greenwich that night, Paris Armstrong decided to serve dinner outside on the flagstone patio they had just redone near the pool. She and Peter were giving a dinner party on a Friday night, which was rare for them. They did most of their entertaining on Saturday, so Peter didn't have to rush home from work in the city on Friday night. But the caterers had only been available on this particular Friday. They had weddings booked for every Saturday night through July. It was harder for Peter, but he'd been a good sport when she told him about the Friday night plan. Peter indulged her most of the time. He always had. He liked making life easy for her. It was one of the myriad things she loved about him. They had just celebrated their 24th anniversary in March. It was hard to believe sometimes how the years had flown by and how full they had been. Megan, their eldest, had graduated from Vassar the year before, and at 23, she had recently taken a job in L.A. She was interested in all aspects of film and had landed a job as a production assistant with a movie studio in Hollywood. She was barely more than a gopher, as she admitted openly, but she was thrilled with just being there and wanted to be a producer one day. William, their son, had just turned 18 and was graduating.